really a remarkable event on Monday. We witnessed the creation of the largest television station group owner in the United States of America. It's based in Irving. You know, Nexstar we've watched grow by acquisition. Media General was the big one, an over $4 billion deal just a couple of years ago. Now another $4 billion deal that takes over Tribune and gets them into New York and L.A. and Dallas, finally. Perry Souk has orchestrated all this and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
David, thanks a lot for having us on.
Thank you. Boy, you took a long round trip to find a way back to Dallas with the acquisition of Channel 33 in Dallas.
Well, we're very excited about the Tribune acquisition. We're doing it all cash, so it'll be accretive to our shareholders. And we announced on our call this morning, 46% accretive on a free cash flow per share basis. And those deals just don't grow on trees. So we're thrilled, and it expands our local station footprint from what was one TV station in 1996 to now the largest TV station operator in the country is a real achievement and a real testament to the hard work that all of our employees have put in to get us to this point.
Yeah, it's a long way from Scranton. I know that. You're expanded your audience by 50%. And one of the things we'd always talked about was you always had these great niches. You were in smaller cities that really relied on local content, local television. But now you're in the big cities. You're in Chicago and New York and L.A. Does this change your approach?
What we found with Media General, and we inherited television stations in Tampa and in San Francisco, and that the local television business is really the local television business. It's about producing local content that is interesting and meaningful to your local viewers and helping local businesses sell stuff. So we think we can take our disciplines there, and it's really going to be no different in Chicago than it is in San Francisco or Tampa. And so we're confident that we can continue to improve the operations of these newly acquired stations, as well as continue to see organic growth from our existing portfolio.
You know, you're tossing $4 billion around like some people, you know, give $5 tips to valets. In a time of Netflix and Hulu and streaming and everything else, where do you get $5 billion that'll go into an operation like this?
Well, we've got a very supportive group of banks, and I think a track record in both the debt and the equity markets of delivering on what we say we're going to do. And, we're going to be levered at the end of this year slightly less than 4x debt to cash flow. And that's exactly where we project we'll be levered at the end of 2020, again, thanks to the presidential election money and all of the other political revenue that will flow in the even numbered years. And so if we can be back at the same leverage point while increasing our footprint by 50%, I think that's what I'm paid to do. So that's what we're going to do.
You know, I must admit, I mess up sometimes, and I refer to the company as Nexstar Broadcasting. And clearly you change your name to Nexstar Media. And that's a significant difference, because while you're broadcasting television signals to all these different cities, it's a lot more than just that, too, isn't it?
Well, it is. We have a several hundred million dollar revenue digital business, which is a separate subsidiary company, which will now grow with the addition of the Tribune markets that we can expand our products and services there. And from my perspective, we need to serve our communities and our advertisers on the best screen available at the best location, and that could be the big screen in the den, the little screen you carry in your pocket called your telephone, or the screen in the backseat of the TV. So we started as a broadcasting company, but as we've evolved and taken advantage of these new technologies, I think Nexstar Media is a more apt description of who we are and what we do, and we should be agnostic about how we serve our communities, but just make sure that we do it in the best way possible.
All right, so tell me the next step. There was one time it looked like Tribune and Sinclair were going to link up. The government didn't allow that. You confident this one's going to go through?
We are, David. We have a sterling track record of compliance with the regulatory authorities, and we have a comprehensive plan. I was already on the phone with the chairman of the FCC this morning to give him a heads up about the transaction. We're respectful of the regulatory agencies and convinced that, as we have in every transaction over our 22 years, we will deliver a plan for compliance that will that will carry favor and that we'll be able to get to the finish line.
You know, we're, in fact, we're, I should point out, we're talking to you, and you're in Washington, D.C. today, not Irving, Texas. Are you already lobbying?
Well, that's a part of the job. I think you always have to be selling and always have to be lobbying. So I guess that's a form of sales as well. But yes.
All right. It is a rare win-win. I mean, when one company buys out another company for $4 billion, usually the company doing the acquiring goes down and the company being bought out goes up. This was a win-win. I mean, Tribune's up 10% and your stock's been up from the opening bell. Everybody likes it, it looks like.
Well, let's hope it all stays that way. We know this will deliver value to the shareholders of Nexstar and to Tribune. And in terms of the Nexstar shareholders, sometimes you feel like you're living in Missouri. It's a show-me state, but we're confident we'll deliver those results, and the stock price will take care of itself.
Perry Sook is Chairman, President, and CEO of Nexstar Media, which will soon be the largest owner of television stations in the United States of America. Congratulations, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks very much, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.